This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, head up to the website. You know, I keep telling you guys that you buy my book, you buy a coffee cup, you buy whatever we got up there. The book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, it helps keep the show on the air. It helps bring money into the coffers, as they say. Same thing with the shirts. Hashtag stand. Stand for America. Right? Stand to make America great. I mean, you just stand for what you believe in. I'm sorry, you know, I went to Politicon, and I'm sorry I didn't bring the shirt with me or shirts with me and have them all set up and ready to go. I didn't. Stupid me. But anyway, you know, I look at that and I say to myself, seriously, these resist shirts all over the place. Why didn't we have people there? And not just with MAGA hats on. But why didn't we have people there that were willing to openly stand up? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Man, she should have been there a long time ago. She should have been in that position a long time ago. Because the reality is she knows what she's doing. She calls them out. She doesn't let them get away with it. She's got a little tinge of sarcasm, which I really, really, really like. You've been listening to the show for any period of time. I don't know. How can you not know that I like sarcasm? After the break, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, will join us. And he's just as wound up now as he ever is. So you'll have to take notes. You may have to record it. Or go up to the website and grab it off the podcast later on so you can keep playing it, slow it down, stop it while he's talking. All right, so she's dealing with some of the reporters. And the press is totally ignoring the issue of the day, the real issue, as they always do, because it has to do with Clinton, has to do with the Democrats, so they're not going to do anything with it. Take a listen.
The issue was true and there were no inaccuracies in the statement. I think what the bigger question is, everybody wants to try to make this some story about misleading. The only thing I see misleading is a year's worth of stories that have been fueling a false narrative about this Russia collusion and based on a phony scandal based on anonymous sources.
Yeah, you know, anytime I use anonymous source, anytime I use anything like that, I'll always get somebody on the left, oh, well, you know, if you don't have a name, if they won't come forward, then it must not be real. Well, I'd say the same thing about you. You can't, if you won't allow me to use anonymous, you can't either. It's that simple.
And I think that is, if we're going to talk about misleading, that's the only thing misleading I see in this entire process. You guys are focused on a meeting that Don Jr. had no consequence when the Democrats actually colluded with a foreign government like Ukraine. The Democrat-linked firm Fusion GPS actually took money from the Russian government while it created the phony dossier that's been the basis for all of the Russia scandal.
Yeah, the dossier. We have learned that actually the Republicans started it. Or had something to do with starting it to try to keep Trump out. The company to put together was a company that was known for using phony information. Then the Dems decided. I mean, it just was a nuts. And we're still standing on it, although we have absolutely no proof of anything that was in it.
Fake news. And if you want to talk further about a relationship with Russia, look no further than the Clintons, as we've said time and time again. Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to give a speech to a Russian bank and was personally thanked by Putin for it. Hillary Clinton allowed one-fifth of America's uranium to reserve to be sold.
So when you think about this, come on, think about this. They're not willing to come out and say anything. And if it was on the other side, you'd be saying, what are they hiding? Why are you hiding? I'm not trying. Look, I could bash on Dems all day long. I could actually bash on Republicans, too, as I do on the show. But in this case, this shows you the press's bias, big time. She's giving them everything. It's out there in the news, and they're ignoring it because they still want to chase this false Russian narrative.
To a Russian firm whose investors were Clinton Foundation donors and the Clinton campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. If you guys want to talk about having relations, which you seem obsessed with doing, look no further than there. If you want to talk about somebody who's actually been tough on Russia, look at President Trump. He wants more fracking, more coal, more energy, a stronger military, a stronger defense. Those things aren't good for Russia. I think the distinctions are very clear, and you guys want to create a narrative that just doesn't exist.
And it's true. And it continues on. And it's a push to keep this, what do you want to call it, fake news, bad news, up in the forefront. And it's just wrong on so many levels. Look, if we can come together, if we can actually come together and agree on some things, we need to move forward on those. I'm tired. Like I said, all weekend long, I heard Obama was a god, the Clintons do nothing wrong, and the Dems have it all right. The Republicans are somehow directly related to Satan. They can't get anything right, and they're useless. That is so wrong. Wrong. Okay, maybe I can get to the story. Calm down a little bit. Everybody breathe together, right? Everybody. So we have another one. This is always a lot of fun, too. A Texas couple who said that the wedding photos were being held hostage are ordered to pay $1 million to the photographer. Now, in July in Dallas, a jury has awarded a photographer more than $1 million after she was able to prove a married couple's social media campaign of falsehoods, fake news, resulted in defamation and lost revenue. That's right. So they went on to Facebook, this couple, because they didn't read the fine print that it was going to cost them more money for high def to own the high def pictures. Right, right now the photographer charged $125 and would up the fee if they wanted the pictures in high def. It's in the contract. It's underlined. She signed it. She initialed it. And she basically said that the photographer, and it went all over social media. You know, don't go there because they'll steal your pictures. Now, I'm so glad that finally a little snot like this was caught and ended up having to pay. I'm Joe Messina, your host, our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, joins us right after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to him. Let's get to our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us every week. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe.
Always, you know, and we'll have a really good... There's been so much that has gone on over the last few days. So Scaramucci is out. I think that's a good... I mean, he's... Supposedly, he's one of my people. I don't know why they do that. But I'm glad he's gone. Done. Finished. See you later. Get out of there. He was too wound up, don't you think?
I believe so. It's time that, you know, as old as, you know, when people get out of control or whatever like that, it's time for a change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't even have a... Listen, he came in like that. He came in, but you know what some people are saying? You know, and Trump is sneaky enough to do this. Some people are saying that they brought him in specifically to be like a distractor, right? So they could actually get to... I mean, how much of Russia had you heard about for, what, 4 or 5 days solid while Scaramucci was running around?
Exactly.
You know? Little sneaky guy that he is. Anyhow, hey, the military is going to get back to breaking and killing again, what I see. Mad Dog Mattis is in there. He's giving new orders to the troops. And listen, I think this is a good thing. I know some people are having a heart attack. Some of the Dems are having a heart attack. Mattis feels that the military has nothing to do with some politically correct experiment and everything to do with breaking and killing. So what he has somebody doing is they're going through a full review of all military training. And anything that isn't directly relevant to war fighting, again, to breaking, blowing up, and killing, gone. He's going to cut it. Now, you're a prior military guy. What do you think about that?
I believe, as I said a long time ago, General Mattis is a one hell of a general. He's probably one of the, I would say, the one of the five best generals that you probably ever had in the military. And I believe that he's not going to be one that's going to play a lot of politics or whatever like that. And, as far as, like, even law enforcement, anything like that, you can't play nice to people that are animals. And see, the difference between a terrorist and your normal everyday criminal is that a terrorist plays on propaganda and politics. A regular criminal plays upon the loopholes in the system, and they play a little of the politics too, well, the smart ones. But the thing of this is that this man isn't going to play no games that we've been playing the last 8 years, where the military wants to do something and they draw a plan to do something, and the guy, the commanding chief, signs off because of his religious beliefs, i.e., Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. They're not gonna sit up. Now we got a president that's gonna allow them. I heard someone say that the other week. Well, he's driving us towards World War III first it was with Russia. Then Russia got him in office. Then it was North Korea. North Korea is like the bully that's big, and they do a lot of talking.
Yeah,
and they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything because they know with one B-2 bomber, they'll be wiped off the earth.
History.
And so he's not stupid. And even the Chinese don't really go for him. So, my thing with this is don't believe the hype or whatever. And I keep trying to tell people, please, whatever you do, don't sit up and, wave these flames about World War III, because North Korea is not stupid. They do military parades. A lot of it is just propaganda. A lot of it is just boxes or whatever. He don't have the missiles, because if he had the missiles that he claimed he had, the United States would have already had taken, they would
major,
already
major done, hits. Yeah, you're probably right. Probably already had taken some major hits. But, the guy that let that grow and build and become so strong and powerful was Billy Bob Clinton. He was the one that signed the agreement with them that basically allowed them to grow and get more nuclear capabilities. I'm sorry, people don't want to hear it, but it's true, right?
Well, they're always sitting up. And at first, when I was a Democrat, I thought also too that he was the great savior and everything. And then one day, I started, checking out conservative talk or whatever, and hearing the other side of the story. And I started seeing a lot of things with him that just didn't add up. He was so great. He gave Baltimore the empowerment money back in the day to build up the project, and then he built them up, and then he wound up cementing them up. So, and then on top of that, he signed the agreement for the fair, as far as about, I can't remember what's the name of it, or whatever, about letting files from the Kennedy assassination out. And, they let that out, like it was really something big. And really, all he did was sign over everything, the five big media companies to who runs this country, the CIA. So my thing with this is just that you have to be careful about what, when you jump on these guys' bandwagon, find out who they are first, then put them on a pedestal. But until then, most of them were on the take anyway. But Bill Clinton is a shyster, just like his wife is. So and they both should be locked up a long time ago. But let's go after Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, I like what Mattis, they can't even call Mattis, a sex phobic hater, whatever, gender hater, because He even said in the hearings, I don't give a crud who you're sleeping with. You can get the job done, right? So he said the military's not a place to play games or social experiments. We need our troops strong, period. End of discussion. So, again, I was telling somebody this week, and they get mad at me, but it's like with President Trump saying that he wants to ban transgenders. You know, if transgenderism, if they call it, gender dysphoria or something like that, and it's not me that calls it that. It's the transgender community. That community calls it that. It is, it is a medically recognized, I don't want to say disease because it's not a disease, but it's medically recognized. We'll leave it that way, all right? And so is, what is it? You can't get in the military if you have flat feet, right? You can't get in the military if you have an ulcer. You can't, I mean, anything that you have to take medication on an ongoing basis that if you didn't get it would harm you, you can't get in the military, can you?
From what, I mean, I'm not sure what they have, they changed it or not or whatever, but yeah, that's how it was. I mean, when I went in, it was the same way.
Yeah, right. If you, because you're not going to get you can't get medication on the battlefield.
Right, absolutely.
So, again, it's always about somebody pounding away at their group as opposed to just saying, hey, how do I make sure our men and women are safe? How do I make sure that they have everything they need to win? You know what I'm saying?
Well, right, absolutely. But you know, I mean, personally, I have to check some more into that. I don't know if that's been changed or not because,
okay.
You know, I'm not sure what exactly what the procedure is or whatever like that. Whether they changed it because you know with incoming and outgoing commanders and chiefs, things change. So I have to do a little bit more checking into that. I don't want to comment on that yet.
Okay. No. Hey. No problem. But all right. So we're gonna go for a break when we come back. We're going to talk about we're locking up Sessions finally. I don't know what happened. I think he hit him with a cattle prod. But Sessions finally decided he is going to start putting people in jail. He's going to start putting leakers in jail, which is what he should have done on January 21st. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. Seriously, stay with us. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things. Come on, everybody sing together. If you're standing up, sit down. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Just my children and my wife.
Would you do this? If something happened to this country, would you get up off your butt and go fight for us? All these boneheads in this country? I just had to ask. Seriously. Are you proud to be an American? That's all I want to know. Because if you're not proud to be American, change the channel and leave. It's really that simple for me. You don't have to philosophize it to death. You don't need a college degree. It's really simple. You can't stand in here. You can go. We don't shoot people for leaving. We actually, if you don't like the place, we want you to go. You know, it's just, and Venezuela, you guys that were screaming for socialism? Right? Anybody that was opposed to the current king, they're in jail. They're rounding them up today, the day right after the election. They start throwing these guys in jail. So, hey, how's that socialism working out for you down there? Anyhow, I'm going to bring in my buddy Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, always have a good time with him. Corey, I mean, seriously, right? Shouldn't we round up all these people that think socialism is so wonderful and nice? They have actually, they think it's like democratic or something. Love to see them go down there.
Most people don't know what a Democrat Republican is, and they don't know what capitalism is. They don't know what socialism is. All they know is gimme, and you have a lot of ignorant. I'm not going to say uneducated. I'm going to say ignorant people to certain things. And you know, when you're ignorant, the hierarchy of this country knows when you have ignorant people, you can just about tell them that the moon is made of cheese, and they'll believe it. That's why you have people. That's why you I had a situation. I don't want to get off track of what we're talking about, but I want to give a little rant about something. You know, as far as YouTube, you know, everyone that knows me knows that I'm a Kennedy assassination buff, 9/11 truther. And the thing of it is the fact that you have to understand, I realized the other day that the Central Intelligence Agency still runs this country. And a lot of people think it's about politics, about this, about they run everything. Let me tell you something. The other day, a friend of mine posted something about that, you know, he released some more files or whatever, you know, stuff that they altered, no doubt. But anyway, the thing with this is that the fact that they have a disclaimer now where you can't be sponsored by Coca-Cola, Pepsi, let's say Chevron or someone like that. But I can put up something that's anti-Semitic. rifled up something that's racist and everything else on there and have sponsors and there's nothing said about it. But yet, if I want to put out the truth about something that I've studied or something that I've researched, be it anything, Watergate or anything, and I put it up, they take it down. So that just goes to show you that freedom of speech is not as freedom as you think it is. It's not as free as you think it is, even on Facebook. That's why you have times where they put friends of mine, even Joe, in Facebook timeout, and they're probably going to do it to me sooner or later or whatever, because I'm not saying what they want me to say. So people have to understand.
Yeah, people are ignorant. Look, I went to that Politicon this weekend, the one I got thrown out of last year. I'm surprised they made it all the way through this year. But anyway, I went to the Politicon thing, and I went to, Tommy Lauren. I just can't get it in my head. Tommy Lauren and Chelsea Handler were there, and it was, you know, one versus the other kind of thing. And so one woman gets up to ask a question, and she says, you know, under my First Amendment rights, I have a right to come in here and ask questions and expect you to answer those questions. And I'm thinking, lady, you're a moron. You do not have a First Amendment right to speak in a private event, okay? And what makes it private, partly, is because they sell tickets for it. This is an event run by somebody that allow you to come on. They have a right to shut you down if they want to. But they didn't. They let you speak. So the question was aimed at Tommy Lauren, right? Because everybody applauded her when she said about her First Amendment. So there were a whole bunch of idiots in the room. But then when Tommy tried to answer the question, they shouted her down. They kept her from speaking. They took away her First Amendment right to speak. And they all thought that was great, and they applauded that as well. Are they confused, or are they just real jerks?
No, they're not confused. That's the way it is. I mean, the Democrats have always been, and as you can see really now that we have a Republican in office that if you don't say what they, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that way, not even just politicians. You know, everybody wants you to be the sheep. And they don't want you to just follow behind what everybody else does. That's all your hands are walking into the chopper blade because that's the trendy and that's the thing to do. So, you know, my thing with this, you know, like I always teach my kids, don't worry about what people say or do because you're always going to have haters because if you are a person you think for yourself and you do for yourself, you're going to always have a situation where you have people that just, you know, because you don't do what they do. And that's exactly what this is about. This is not about politics. This is about a way of life that we have now. We've gotten away from a lot of things that made this country and the fabric of this country made this country great. I mean, what made it as awesome as it is, because if it wasn't awesome, a lot of these characters wouldn't even be here. They wouldn't be trying to fight and try to get into the country every day. So let's just be real about things. And a lot of this is spawned behind people that have no idea what patriotism is, have no idea. We got away from them ideals of life where, though, that, you know, that we honor country, God, and country and family, or however you want to put it, or whichever way you want to, you know, put it in that order. But the thing of it is the fact that I'm a proud American. I'm not a proud black American. I'm a proud American because I don't even go by race. And so my whole thing of it is, I agree with totally what you said when you first came on, that if you don't like this country and you don't like the fact that you can be criticized or whatever like this, hey, when you take certain jobs, you know it comes with criticism.
Right.
So my thing is, if you can't take the criticism, if you can't take, you know, me and you blow up every now and again about people that email you and this and that and say things or try to discredit you. Well, one thing about anything in life is, first, people, now that they can't do assassinations, well, they can, they still can if they really want to. What they do, they try to assassinate your character and try to assassinate you as far as trying to say what you have, what you don't have, and they're not even in your world. So one thing, what you got to do is, and one thing I learned a couple of weeks ago when I had my birthday, when I turned a great age at 28 again, is to have a lot of humility about ignorant people, because you can't change them.
No.
You can only try to teach them, but just to have a lot more humility, because if not, you'll go bald like me.
No, my dad used to say, you know, you got to feel sorry for stupid people because they don't know they are, you know? I mean, obviously, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. But no.
Exactly. A friend of mine calls them super stupid.
Oh, God, yeah. Some of the people really, they really, truly make you nuts with some of the stuff they come up with. Okay. Hey, Sessions and leakers. I guess it was the cattle prod, right? I mean, that's really what needed to be done. He needs to go in there and he needs to clean up. What do you know of General Kelly?
General Kelly is I would say General Kelly has what I know of him, that he doesn't have a lot of humility for policy. See, the thing with this, these guys are they're people that they love their country, and they're people that are going to go by the book and really, you know, they're not people that's going to mess around with all of this loopholes and everything else or whatever. And you know, that's what we need.
He's a military man. He doesn't put up with garbage. I mean, things are done decent in order. They're done for a reason, and you have to push through and make it work, right?
Absolutely, and they're done by the numbers, and everyone knows that, and that's why a lot of civilian people and military people don't really get along with each other, because they do things a certain way, and you're just, once you're taught that, and you understand how, my mother always said, if you do things right the first time, you don't have to worry about doing them the second time, and that's so true, and in life, that's why a lot of people, they take and they do things, and then they, oh man, I wish I could go back and fix it or whatever. But you have to understand, the world and life is about one thing, and it's called accountability. And that's what we got away from. We got away from people that's accountable for things. But what we do now is when people do things or this or that, we make excuses for them, i.e. politicians, kids, whatever, you know, or supposed to be real dads or real parents. We make excuses for them. Well, it's the white man. Well, it's this. And well, it's that. Well, guess what? That child didn't ask to be here, so guess what? Get on your horse and get it done. So, you know, I mean, I'm not getting away from it. And to get back to about what you were talking about as far as about going after people that's leakers, well, it's like this. You have to understand what's fake news and what ain't real fake news. Fake news is Mr. Snowden. Fake news is Alex Jones. Fake news is a lot of people that I really, when I got into this business, got to doing this and conservative talk, is the fact that I thought they was really telling the truth. And really, in hindsight, they're people that take and they put out stuff that turns you one way, turns you another way, and you never get the truth.
Yep. I agree with you. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, more with Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Get your coffee. You'll have just enough time.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free artist assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, that's right. Come on, some of you guys all know that, don't you? That's kind of what it's like in the White House over the last few days. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore, who's also getting old no matter what he tells you. Corey, thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time.
Right. Thank you for coming on. I won't talk about how many daughters I have.
No, please don't. We'll have to eat up 2 hours of conversation to fix that one. Speaking of, I always get a kick out of people. You had once said, I'm not going to give it all away, but you had once said, look, I can have as many kids as I want to as long as I pay for them. I'm thinking, he's right. You know, in my day, way back when we didn't have electricity, but in my day, a lot of the families I grew up around were big. There were 8, 9 kids, 11 kids. One family I knew had 13 kids in it, and they were looking for government help. They were all taking care of themselves. You know what I'm saying? So nobody cared. Nobody gave a second thought. You would look at a big family and go, yeah, I bet you they're on welfare. It didn't work that way.
Well, you know, I mean, my thing with it, I won't get into that because that's my personal life, but I have a big family. So my thing with it is, but the thing is, a lot of people say, well, man, I bet you don't have no money. I bet you don't down child support. I said, no. I said, because you know why? I said, because I'm a real man. I'm a real dad. And it's not about money. It's not about that. You can have You can have $20 and still be the richest man in the world. It's how, it's what you do with it. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is where, you know, like the carrot chasing the carrot as far as the lotto or chasing this or chasing that. It's not about it. It's how you make things work for you and your family and what you're teaching your kids.
Right.
And that's why I don't say I'm a very humble person about things. And my whole thing is when I get on here and I shout about my kids and everything like that, that's not because of me. That's because of the Almighty God, what they've been taught from me, and because they apply themselves. And that's what it's about. So if you call me bragging, a lot of people call me bragging.
No,
I'm bragging. Your kids can do the same thing, just like you can do the same thing that I did. We go to school, go to college, or whatever like that. You can do the same thing. Yeah. But the thing with this, you got to get off your butt and do it.
Yeah,
but
you got to do it.
That's not what's being taught now. What's being taught is, you know, stay around till you're 40, then get a job, and then, you know, be a socialist or whatever like that and live off, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what's being taught.
Well, you know, speaking about living off the government, right, you posted a story up on your Facebook page about the 7 food stamp recipients who plead guilty taking part in a $5 million food stamp fraud. You know what I love about this is Democrats always say, even when this happens, oh, it's such a small amount in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, I don't care if it's $2. You're taking $2 out of somebody else's mouth. It's $2 less we have to give to somebody else. Now, 7 South Carolina women who received food stamps as part of a $5 million food stamp fraud scheme pleaded guilty to defrauding the government of more than $20,000 at a store in Rock Hill. Now, 20 grand? I mean, that doesn't sound like a whole bunch, but when you read on the story, and I can't go through the whole thing, but when you read the whole thing, these people were making, you know, 5 grand, 2 grand, thousands of dollars a month. They were getting thousands of dollars in support of the government. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. They were getting thousands of dollars a month pulling out of your pocket, my pocket, and other people's pockets that are out there working hard to make ends meet. There's a lot of this going on, but why don't the Dems really turn up the heat, do something about it? What do you think?
Very easy answer. They need their vote. So if I'm giving you free stuff and you voting and you know you're allowed like in Maryland or some other Democratic states to vote 4 or 5 times, of course. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about it and whatever. So that's a very easy question and very easy answer. I mean, that's why it's being allowed. But the thing of it is that with people, these are career people. These are career people that's been working the system for years. And, you know, big ups to Baltimore, 200 murders and, you know, and it's just July. I mean, big ups. I mean, remember the police chief said that he had a plan. Yeah, good plan. $200 already. Yeah.
You know what?
7 months.
Oh, listen. So Obama's running around shadowing Trump everywhere. You know, he's setting all this stuff loose and what have you. And what are we? We're at 407 murders now in Chicago. Has he been to Chicago this year? Have you checked his itinerary? You think Obama's been there? I mean, 400 black kids, 400 young black kids were killed. Obama's busy running around chasing Trump around. I don't understand.
Why not go to Chicago and wave his wand like he has? Where's Beyonce? Wait a minute. Where's Jay-Z? Hold on. Where's Al Sharpton? Wait a minute. Where is Elijah Cummings? Okay. I rest my case.
You know, I agree. I love it. You know, they always say that we don't care. The white folks don't care about the black community. That Republicans don't care about the black community. That right-wing conservative Christians don't care about the black community. Well, where are you guys?
But check this out. I bet you if Donald Trump said that he was going to go there and clean that mess up, oh, they would be there because you know why? The first time that the police grab somebody wrong or like, so you can't expect law enforcement to do a job if you going to allow these animals to do what the hell, excuse me, I do apologize for that, or do what the devil they want to do or whatever, you know, you can't allow that. You can't. That's just like telling the military, you can't bomb this, or you can't bomb that, but they can shoot anti-aircraft fire from behind, you know where the mosque is, but you can't bomb the mosque. or whatever. Come on, man. Come on. War is war, and basically in these streets, it's not the police officer against the criminal. It's the terrorist against the soldier, because that's basically what it is. It's combat.
Yeah, I agree. Again, if the president, Sharpton, Jackson, if those guys would go out, they could save the streets. Well, I won't say they could save the streets, but they definitely could cut the crime down big time. They could start to take those streets back and start screaming about it. I don't get this.
They can't because if you're on board, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, if you're on board, see what it is they're trying to do the reverse of what they used to say back in the day. Whitey come in, a black person come in and fix it, and Whitey come in and trash it. No, so they're trying to do the reverse now. If Whitey comes in to try to help, oh, then we're going to trash what he's doing or try to make it seem like it's racist or they just picking on black people or whatever. Hey, look, go to my page, Corey Charismatic Dunk, and look at the food stamp situation that story Joe just got from talking about. What's the color of all of them? I rest my case.
I'm not telling you. They're going to call me a racist.
Wait. Not saying that white people don't do it, but the majority, come on, black folks, come on, the ones that's listening to this, who are generally the free people that's always trying to work the system?
Well, you know, okay. I love this. And then again, before we run out of time, in Section 8 housing there in Maryland, they're trying to force expanded Section 8 housing. Why? I mean, when you look at the money people are already getting through, through welfare, through child care, all this other stuff that they're getting already, why do they need to force this? And Maryland's financially not doing the best either. What the heck is going on with that? Do you know?
It's called Fed money. It's called Fed money. That's what it's called. As long as you're getting Fed money or whatever, and that's what they've done to Maryland. They've done to places like, I know people, I give you the perfect example, Columbia, Maryland, where a lot of prominent people live, a lot of the military live that work at Andrews or Fort Meade, Maryland, or whatever. They used to live there, and it wasn't that much crime around it. Now it's crime everywhere, because you know what they told them? Look, if you let these people in the counties, we'll give you the Fed money. The counties the people that live in the counties that don't know that this is going on don't understand that they're getting the Fed money, but they're not telling you that they're getting it. Then they're getting the federal money and they're using it for whatever they want to use it, offshore accounts or whatever like that. And basically that's what it is. They allow them to come in and they bring the crime, they bring everything else in, and that's why you see people, even like myself, move further out in the boonies, because guess what? People always say Chantilly, Virginia, hey, Bel-Air, Texas is well in the middle of nowhere. And you know what? My mom always say, and I heard this when I first moved to Texas or whatever, that the same thing when I moved way out in Chantilly. Why you move all the way out here? You can't see nothing in front of your face. There ain't no street lights, because guess what? If you don't know where you're going, that probably means that you don't belong there. You know how that works?
Well, I don't know about that. That's profiling, though, there, Corey.
Well, I can do it. I can do it. You
That's right. I know, right. I exactly right. I'm glad you said it.
I can do it. You can't do it.
Oh, God bless America. It is, and it's ratcheting up. I actually had a guy tell me this weekend, a Democrat who was trying to start a fight with me to a degree, and he was trying to tell me that he's never seen this level of hate among the races until Trump got in office. And then I looked at him and I said, what, have you been in a coma for the last 8 years? All right? And he got red-faced. I said, no, dude, really. And he wasn't a black guy, but I think he was probably like Iranian or something like that. I pick up a little bit from his accent. But you look at him going, are you telling me that under Barack Obama you think race relations was fine? He said, well, it wasn't like this. I said, oh my God! You have to be a hardcore left wing Obama loving person to say that.
The radio is the best thing on earth, in the internet.
I lost track of the clock. You got to tell people where to find you. Quick!
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter.
Hey, don't go far. Stay around. I got a good one for you next hour. Walt Heyer is going to talk about transgenderism. Seriously.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?